Hello, and welcome to the Medical Mediums Fans Podcast. I'm your host, Tiffany, and we'll be talking all things medical medium. Today, I want to go over all the highlights and stuff. I noticed that medical medium Anthony William is on TikTok now. So if you haven't noticed, he's got a few little short videos on there, and he's also been doing lives. And since, you know, we can't seem to get the notifications, he goes on, like, Instagram or Facebook to announce that he's going on TikTok. So that's cool. Or, like, you know, have a friend message you when he's on. I don't know. So, I couldn't get the notifications to tell me when he was live on TikTok. But I did catch a couple of them so far. I watched him make, like, a cranberry water and a salad and some celery juice, and it was really cool because one of his TikToks, he's playing the drums. You remember how earlier I was talking about, like, oh, I wonder what instrument he plays. He said he was in a band or he played music, and it's the drums, you guys. So that's really exciting. And an update on how I'm doing with coronavirus. I'm fine. I'm just a little bit more exhausted. It didn't hit me hard. It didn't hit me at all, except for the exhaustion and maybe the sore throat. And all I had to do to get rid of the sore throat was to hold zinc back there as long as I could. And then it was like maybe a few minutes tops, and it went away. So there's not really a lot that I dealt with. But my boyfriend, who, you know, was officially diagnosed with the COVID and everything, and I'm living with him, and I'm, you know, we're close. So he got hit really hard. He got the fever and all of that, and he's now going through like a second wave of it, where he's got all the congestion, and I think it's starting to go down though. Like, I think the symptoms are going down. I think it'll just be no time before we're back to normal. I would like to be back to 100% to where I can actually clean house and cook without being completely wiped out. So, yep. Thanks for your prayers. And, okay, I wanted to talk about weight loss. This is, you know, in his TikTok live, he's like, he answered, you know, one of their questions. He's like, and if you want to lose weight, just do one of the medical medium cleanses and cleanse to heal. Either the 369 Advanced Cleanse or the Mono Cleanse. So I was looking over them today, and, you know, I've done the cleanses before. I haven't exactly done the Advanced 369. I've done the Original and the Simplified. The Advanced, I feel like I need to try out that dinner recipe or two, just to see which one, because, you know, that's 8 days that you have to have one of those four dinner options. And I've tried one of them, and I didn't like it. It was the herb one, where you slice all these vegetables really thin, you have all these herbs, and then, you know, you eat the salad. But I had it over spinach. I don't think spinach was the best option for that. But I'm pretty sure that the Advanced 369 Cleanse is just amazing for weight loss, because if you watch or follow Echota Is Healing on YouTube or Instagram, you can tell with her pictures and, you know, how she talks about this cleanse that it's amazing. She lost a lot of weight, she healed a lot of things, and she's been on, you know, protocols, MM protocols, for quite some time, and this really moved the needle for her. And, you know, I think that means a lot. And there's also Instagram posts I've seen where, you know, you do the, and this is not just one round of the cleanse. Like, Echota did more than you can count on one hand of rounds of this cleanse. And so have other people on Instagram, and they've posted like before and after pictures, and it was really significant of a change. So it's really inspiring. And, you know, it's to kind of an overview of the 369 Advanced Cleanse. You, of course, you drink 32 ounces of lemon or lime water in the morning. And then, depending on which day, you do start out with celery juice in the morning, but the first like 3 days you start out with less, like 24 ounces, and then the next three you go up to 32, and then the next three you go up to 32 twice a day. 32 ounces of celery juice twice a day. That's a lot, right? So, and on, you know, for the breakfast, it's a heavy metal detox smoothie. For snacks, it's like an apple or something. And then you can have another smoothie, or you can do the spinach soup for, I think it's lunch. And then for dinner, you have to choose between four different dinners. It's like the herb salad, or the like nori rolls. It's like sushi looking with the nori, but it's got like asparagus and vegetables in it and lettuce, and the kale salad, or the, it's like the cauliflower salad. And what Echota said she does is she blends up that kale salad, and she said it was so good that she craved it. So I want to try it blended. I don't think I'll like it just as a salad with all that stuff in there, but I'll try it either way. And of course, day 9 is all the liquids, you know, the blended melon or papaya or the orange juice, this fresh squeezed orange juice. And of course, the celery juice or cucumber juice, I think. And the lemon water. And of course, at night you can have the hibiscus or lemon balm tea. So that's like a little overview of the 369 Advanced Cleanse. Of course, you cannot have any fats or salts. It's mostly focused on raw fruits and vegetables. So like, don't cook anything. And I've never tried raw asparagus, but he says if there's no asparagus in your dinner to chew upon, a raw asparagus. So I will have to try that and see how I like it. I imagine it'll just be crispier, you know, because yeah, I know that the Advanced Cleanse is gonna be great, and I'm gonna try it eventually. But the mono eating cleanse is what I want to do first, because it's a lot a bit simpler. I've done it for a week with potatoes before, and I intend to do that again. It's, to sum it up, it's basically, hold on. Okay, and so the mono cleanse, it's basically, and I'm not exactly trying to lose weight, maybe like 10 pounds, 20 max. I'm really just trying to get that celery juice in. I want to get up to 32 ounces of celery juice. I need to save money in order to do that. And I was thinking the mono eating cleanse would be a good way to save money in order to have more celery juice. Because right now I can afford 16 ounces maybe every other day max. So, and I'm talking like conventional potatoes, but I peel them. Like, that's the way I've been getting by. Because the organic potatoes, do you notice they're so expensive these days? My goodness. I don't know what happened. They used to be more affordable, and I was getting them a lot. But during my job transition, I just, you know, it's been rough. So hopefully I'll be able to do that. So anyway, for weight loss, you do want to do the mono eating cleanse if you can't do the advanced 369 cleanse. You don't have to do potatoes. You can do bananas. And of course you can have lettuce. And of course you're going to have the celery juice. And if you have like a sensitive stomach, go with red leaf or butter leaf lettuce. I prefer the red leaf myself because it's cheaper, and it's I can eat it just straight. It's not that bad. So you can eat bananas or banana and papaya with the lettuce. And with the lettuce, I mean, don't make a meal out of it. Just use it as a side dish or a snack. Also, there's steamed potatoes with optional lettuce, steamed peas with optional lettuce, steamed winter squash plus steamed green beans with either Brussels sprouts or asparagus with, of course, optional lettuce. Now, that last one, the winter squash and steamed green beans, see, that's interesting because it's like, it's only at dinner. For dinner, select two of the three options on any given night, steamed green beans, steamed Brussels sprouts, or steamed asparagus. That will give you the sense of choice and changing it up so to prevent boredom with mono eating, which is cool. I think that's cool. Because it does get a little boring, especially because this is the hard part. Not putting any spices on the potatoes. Not dipping the potatoes in anything. He says you can use lemon juice for flavor. And let me tell you, when he's saying steamed potatoes, it's a lot different from roasted potatoes or air-fried potatoes. Those get a little, like, crust that has a flavor to it. With steamed potatoes, not so much. So, definitely pick your potatoes wisely, because, you know, there's red potatoes, there's cold potatoes, there's russets. So, you know, pick your favorite. And, you know, there's that. So, you have to keep out salt, seasoning, and spices. That means you aren't going to be adding items such as oil, butter, yogurt, tamari, coconut, aminos on your food. So, and you definitely need to drink a liter of water. That's the thing that I kept forgetting on the original 369 and simplified, is that extra water you need to be drinking throughout the day, not just the 32 ounces of lemon water in the morning and I think 16 ounces at night, but like 32 in between. Just, you know, whenever during the day. So those are like the main cleanses he says to lose weight with. And I wanted to read, before I go off on some other thing, if you're worried about deficiencies, I want to read this. Mono eating properly is not going to create a deficiency. It will do the opposite. Not only will mono eating provide critically needed healing phytochemical compounds, antioxidants, trace minerals, mineral salts, antiviral compounds, and antibacterial compounds, the mono eating foods help restore damaged linings and starve viruses and unproductive bacteria that create damaged linings in the first place. At the same time, mono eating can help restore your hydrochloric acid, which will help you better break down proteins and other nutrients inside your food and kill off viruses and bacteria naturally on your own. The mono eating cleanse also restores your liver so that your bile reserves are strong and can once again properly break down fats. Also consider that the mono eating food options that you read about earlier are loaded with nutrients. These foods are more nutrient-dense and anti-pathogenic than any other foods you might have eaten in your life. By eating them individually in larger quantities, you're getting more nutrition than ever. All these benefits combined reduce deficiencies. So, that's really important to know, because I noticed with, there's this couple on YouTube, like, Cooking with the Cranks or something, I'm not sure, but they did the potato diet, not this one, like a potato, just potato, and they put anything, I think, either they did plain potatoes or something. There's like a Mary's diet where you can put anything on it, like any kind of dip or anything like that. But they just did plain potatoes, and they did roast them and stuff, but they made a big deal about it because they went from, you know, we're on protocols here. We're already off our processed foods and our no foods, right? So going from this to the monocleanse, it's not going to be as big of a jump as it is to go from standard American diet to eating only potatoes. It's quite an emotional thing. So it's, I realized that you could maybe get more deficiencies with just eating potatoes than it is with what we've got here, because we've got the celery juice, which will help with salt cravings, and we've got the lettuce, and we've got, you know, we can do tea, and I believe we can do honey, if I'm not mistaken, especially, like, our honey and our water, I think is okay, and, I know on the Advanced 369, he's given us a limit on the honey. It's like 3 teaspoons a day, I believe, tops. So, I mean, we've got other nutrients coming in from these other places, and of course we have our herbal teas, and those actually do bring in a lot of nutrients. So, there's that. And of course, this is just going to be part one. I just wanted to go over the cleanses that he specifically mentioned will help you lose weight. That he mentioned in his last, or time before last, TikTok live that I caught. Hopefully I'll catch more of them. And, you know, I also want to go over what he said in the past and in different places, like his, he has a weight loss podcast around there somewhere floating in the ethers, and of course he's talked about it in the other books. I just want to gather some more information for part two. So stay tuned, and stay well. You be safe out there. Yeah. I mean, I didn't... The coronavirus is real, man. It's real. Don't let them tell you otherwise, and, you know, I hit it hard with all kinds of things, and if you listen to my last podcast episode, you'll hear what I used to combat it, and I'm fine. So just keep that in mind. I know we're all sick with illnesses and stuff, but we can overcome it with his guidance and his tools and tricks and all of that. So I'm really happy that we have his information. It's really helpful. Well, that's all for today. Good luck on your healing journey. Ta-ta.